It was the darkest nightmare of every parent come to life. The setting was Littleton, Colorado, a comfortably middle-class suburb of Denver, a place where people came to raise a family, and where the arch over a hallway at local Columbine High School is inscribed with the motto, "The finest kids in America pass through these halls." But on April 20th, 1999, the halls of Columbine suddenly became the scene of a murderous reign of terror. At about 11:30 that morning, two Columbine students, Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold, came to the school wearing masks and long black trench coats, armed with rifles, homemade bombs, and a calculated plan to commit mayhem. Bullets began to fly. A wounded and panicked art teacher, Patricia Nielsen, telephoned 911.
He's right outside of here. He's outside. He's outside of the hall. Outside of the hall. Outside of the hall. Okay.
Within seconds, Columbine was transformed from a school into a war zone.
Gunfire at Columbine High School.
Denver radio station KOA was one of the first on the scene.
Here's Steve Davis with the Jeffco Sheriff's Department.
The information that I have is that there are shots fired at Columbine High School. It's unknown if there are any victims or how many.
One by one, as they made their escape, students described the horror that unfolded inside the school.
Yeah, I was sitting down in the commons eating my lunch. I just hear a pop, 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 and all the kids in my lunch just started running. I'm like, what's going on? I thought it was a big joke. And I go, what? And then the glass started breaking, and they're shooting at us.
Well, we were in the library, and they said they were going to kill all the jocks in the school. So they came over to us, and they held a gun right at my head.
Some guys ran around, and they were shooting people left and right.
The gunmen had been identified as students. Consequently, police had difficulty in separating the marauders from the victims.
Here come about 20 more coming out of the west end of the building, and they're all running like crazy back over to the SWAT team members and back toward the trucks. And as they get there, they're putting their hands up. The police are frisking them to make sure that these people are not associated with the bad guys that are in the building.
Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold prowled methodically through the halls, sparing some students while shooting and killing others at whim. Then, as the police closed in, they aimed their last two bullets at themselves.
Well, it appears to be a suicide mission. But unfortunately, when we did make entry into the library, it was a pretty gruesome sight.
It took hours to tally the carnage at Columbine. 12 students and one teacher lay murdered. Klebold and Harris ultimately failed in their apparent attempt to obliterate their own high school. But in a few short hours, they had scarred the town of Littleton forever and opened a dark abyss into the imaginations of parents and children, which extended far beyond those borders.